It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to head up to New York City, talk with our friend Zach Gelb. Reminder before we talk football, if you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie, University Drive, or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You can hear him every weekday nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us from the WFAN studios in NYC. Let's talk New York City football, though, instead of baseball. I know you're a Mets fan, Gelby. Jets get Devontae Adams. The Bills get Amari Cooper, by the way. Who did better? Who got better with their receiver pickup?
I think the better receiver is Devontae Adams, but who will be more impactful to winning football games? I think it will be Amari Cooper with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills, even though it wasn't a great victory and it was sloppy and you had bad win, I do believe the Bills are more of a threat than the Jets. And I know that Rodgers and Adams have that chemistry, but the Bills needed a bona fide number one wide receiver. And even though Adams is better than Cooper, Cooper continues to be a criminally underrated wide receiver for most of his career.
And to that point, I agree with you. Devontae Adams is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if you're saying Amari Cooper is a Hall of Famer right now, but the Jets really, like, I guess on the Devontae Adams side, did he go from a trash fire to another trash fire? Because I guess like, oh, we have him now. No, you're with the Jets again. You're with Woody Johnson. You're with Olbrich. You're with an old Aaron Rodgers.
Like, we have Aaron Rodgers.
Really, but is this really
burying the lead there?
Huck, an old Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Aaron. There. This isn't the Aaron I played against. This is Aaron Rodgers. Did he just, I guess, move laterally in his career right now?
Yeah, yesterday, and I like Devontae Adams, but I called him a fraud because I remember in the offseason he talked about the only thing missing on his resume is a Lombardi trophy, and he wants to go to a place where he could win. And he was trying to sell you that was going to be the Raiders where we all rolled our eyes. So you go from Green Bay, which is a legendary franchise, to forcing your way to play with your friend Derek Carr, and now forcing your way to go link back up with Aaron Rodgers, but you play for the Jets, who are nowhere close to winning a Super Bowl. It's like this. When I was fat, and I said to myself, hey, I want to lose weight, and then within 5 seconds of saying that, I would then go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, a soda, and a fry. That's what Devontae Adams is doing. He's saying he wants to lose weight. He wants to win a championship, but then going to one crappy destination to the next crappy destination.
How about this? Which team is a bigger disappointment if they don't make the playoffs? The Dolphins or the Jets?
The Jets. Not even close.
really, Dolphins have made the playoffs two seasons in a row, gave Tua a big contract, extended their head coach, sure, gave the receivers new contracts. Like, they're telling you, we love what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger disappointment if the Jets don't go.
Two reasons. Number one, everyone knows the Dolphins have a limit. They can be a playoff team, but they're not going to go win multiple playoff games. They haven't won a playoff game yet with Tua Tagovailoa. The other thing is, because Tua missed all these games and we don't know, I know they say Tua's coming back, but we still don't know when he's coming back. I think that will give them an excuse if they miss out of the postseason by a game or two at the end of the year, even though they have survived without Tua. It's been up and down, as we've seen. But when you look at the Jets, that was a national story. Now, I thought the Jets were never winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I never thought the Jets were getting to an AFC championship game with Aaron Rodgers, but they should have been a playoff team, and I gave the slight edge to the Jets over the Dolphins before the start of the season. But in terms of disappointment, as you just said earlier, Hockman, but they got Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers to make the playoffs, it's more disappointing than Tua Tagovailoa missing out on the postseason.
And Gilby, another conversation we've had where if Tua comes back to a 2-4 team, let's say Indy beats him, I think the Dolphins have a chance, especially with Anthony Richardson playing. But if they come, if they're 2-4 and you see the season going down the drain, we're like, Tua shouldn't come back. Is there any record or anything that happens where we know Tua has that, you know, injury history where you say, you know what, Tua, you shouldn't play because we don't have a chance to do anything?
I understand it. But I'll deal in reality here, and you know this, Channing. When you leave the decision in the hands of the player, which the Dolphins have clearly done, they have deferred, right? Mike McDonald even said, hey, no one should talk about his future. That should only be a Tua conversation.
Mike McDaniel, how dare you?
Sorry, what did I say, McDonald?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, I had the Seahawks on my mind. But anyway, sorry, Mike McDaniel. At least I didn't call Mike McDaniels.
Had a McDonald's story. So
yeah, that is true. And I got Grimace on the mind with the Mets as well.
Oh, with the Mets, yeah.
Yeah. But long story short, as I already messed up this entire answer, it's a Tua decision. So Tua's going to keep on playing, and I don't think the Dolphins are going to say, hey, you're not going to play the rest of the year.
Did you ever have one of those Grimace shakes when they came out?
No.
We're so good.
He's skinny now. He just told you when he was fat, he would ate one.
No, I mean, but I could still eat like a pig.
Is he skinny? He's not skinny. That's like saying Wembanyama is muscular. Like on his frame, Gelb is never going to be skinny.
Deion Dawkins in the locker room after the game between the Jets and the Bills did refer to me as Mr. Skinny. So I'm not saying I'm skinny,
really?
But that's what other people have said that have known me for a long time. I'm just repeating what
many
the story
is. People are saying I'm skinny.
I would not say I'm skinny. I am a large, large man, but I would not say I'm skinny. I'm just saying what an offensive tackle said.
Hey, Deion Dawkins, if I don't know if him and Quentin Williams get into it, I might have Quentin Williams in that fight. He got into it during the game.
I don't think his issue is with Quentin Williams. I know his issue is with Michael Clemens, and everyone else is just getting strays on the defensive side of the ball. But that's fine, because Deion opened up a can of whoop-ass on that Jets defense. And not only that, then on the final play of the game, Josh Allen put Michael Clemens on skates, and he was getting dragged up and down the field trying to catch Josh Allen.
How about this? Who's a bigger disappointment if they don't make the playoffs? The Dolphins, the Jets, or the Cowboys?
Jets. I predicted before the year that the Cowboys would miss the postseason. So I had not a high expectation for the Jets, but higher expectations for the Jets than I did for the Dolphins and the Cowboys.
Speaking of the Cowboys, who embarrassed themselves more? Jerry Jones trying to fire a radio host, or Nick Sirianni running back talking to fans and saying, I don't like when y'all criticize us?
Sorry, I thought you were going with your guy. 4-4, I love you, 4, but then I'll go trash it on a radio show. which, by the way, all those cockroach Cowboys fans have not been going after Channing Crowder after they blew their load early on last year. They've been silent ever since, so shut up.
Dak didn't see all them damn DBs back there waiting for the ball to hit him.
They've been outscored 110-35 in their last four games in the first half at home. 110-35. Yikes. And they're paying him $60 million. Enjoy that. Well, that's a great one.
LASIK.
You know what? I think it's Sirianni. Because Jerry, it's like the comedian that says the same joke over and over and over again. Like, you know what the joke already is. So even if it could still be funny, it's not like you're going to be falling on the floor laughing when you've heard it for the 9,000th time. And I thought, by the way, and I told this to Sean and RJ, who are friends, I thought he intentionally went into that interview looking for a fight because he just tries to stir up drama, and that's how he evaluates winning rather than having more points than the other team at the end of the game. But the Sirianni thing, that dude, say what you want about him, he understands the city, and he has played into the city, and he did the most anti thing ever, which would be a terrible representation of the city when the fans boo you, to then give it back to them after the game when you barely, by the way, beat the pathetic, dysfunctional Cleveland Browns. Sirianni, he's just not mentally fit anymore to be an NFL head coach.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of heat, man. What do you do if you're the Browns with Deshaun Watson? What do you do as the Cowboys with Dak? What do you do in Pittsburgh with Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields? There's a lot of quarterback drama. I like it because it's good content, but there's a lot to figure out.
I would start Justin Fields over Russell Wilson, but Mike Tomlin, for whatever the reasons are, feels like he owes something to Russell Wilson, so they're going back to Russell Wilson. I think we'd all be shocked by that at this point if that doesn't happen, even though I don't like it when the team is sitting there at 4-2, even though Fields hasn't been great this year, but I would continue to rock and roll with Fields. Dak's a good quarterback, but he's not great. He's not elite. That's like the worst place to be in is just good because he will tease you enough to pay him the money, but then when push comes to shove, he'll be a no-show. The Watson thing, they're paying him the money either way. And I just wonder, now trading Amari Cooper, if that opens the door in a few weeks from now, since you're basically throwing in the flag on the season to just say, hey, I know we still got to pay him for two more years, but even though we know Jameis Winston isn't a star in this league, let's just go back to Jameis Winston because Joe Flacco was able to roll off the couch last year and look what he was able to do with this team. I really do think that the ominous cloud hanging over that organization, knowing that Watson isn't the guy, even though that team has been banged up and the line has been injured, has really just derailed their season and basically paralyzed the organization.
Would there be a market for Watson? Like, I know the numbers are stupid, but like nothing. Hell, we'll give us Watson and a third round pick and we'll just take him. Like, would a team want to have Deshaun Watson on their roster? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They would have to cut him first because no one's going to want to pay him the money. And I know it's a fully guaranteed deal. So I don't know if you trade for him, then if you have to inquire what's left on the deal. But here's the thing. If Deshaun Watson, why is Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? Because even with the off-the-field allegations, people thought he could still be an elite quarterback. Like, let's just be truthful about that. People will push aside things off the field if you could play. Guy can't play anymore. The last time he was a good quarterback, and I used to think the world of Deshaun Watson, was 2020. So with more and more things coming out off the field, why would you then bring him in when he hasn't been a good quarterback since 2020? I think once it's over with Cleveland, this dude's career is just over with in the NFL.
I think you're right. When there's baggage, but you're great.
Yeah.
Sometimes the baggage is worth it. If you're at, like, what, not even pedestrian, mm-hmm. it's terrible.
Like, put it this
so
way.
We have
seen people, right, abuse women, abuse kids. We've even seen people murder, unfortunately. And if you are not in a jail cell and there's a belief that you could be great, you find a way on an NFL team. Whether it's right or wrong, that's obviously a different conversation, but that's how teams operate. This dude just doesn't have it anymore. And I think he's mentally cooked. Even though there's physical problems, he's mentally cooked because he's chasing Channing what he used to be. And what he's chasing was from like 2018, 2019, 2020. That's a long, long time ago.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.